1-800-327.
This is Free Talk Live, Saturday edition of the show. We are here in the studio just for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Everything on our website is totally free. It's good to be back. We were out in New York City last week. We had the co-hosts-only show for you Saturday listeners, and now we are back in the studio, and we're here live. And it's important to us to keep the content live on weekends. Even though we could have just thrown in a refeed last weekend, we said, no, why should we do that?
I think everybody wants to hear live radio. I mean, if you're turning on the radio, you should be listening to somebody live.
I totally agree. Well, we've got a whole bunch of bad news for you tonight, unfortunately, starting out with Washington. There's new law. There's new law that has been passed that does not allow gambling, gambling websites in the United States.
Is this Washington D.C.?
This is Washington State.
Okay.
This is from the Seattle Times, and I want to know if you think that that's a good idea. Do you think it's okay to ban Americans from online gambling? 1-800-259-9231 is the toll free number. That's 800-259-9231. This from, again, the Seattle Times. The first casualty in the state's war on internet gambling is a local website where nobody was actually doing any gambling.
Well, how can they shut down somebody who's not actually gambling?
We'll find out. What a Bellingham man did on his site was write about online gambling. He reviewed internet casinos. He had links to them, ran ads by them. He fancied himself a guide to an uncharted frontier, even compiling a list of rogue casinos that had bilked gamblers.
Really?
So it sounds like quite a nice little consumer site.
Yeah.
You get information about which sites are honest and which sites are scammers. Well, he's been shut down. All of that, the state says, the ads, the linking, even the discussing, violates a new state law barring online wagering or using the internet to transmit gambling information. It's what the feds would call aiding and abetting, says the director of the state's gambling commission, Rick Day. Telling people how to gamble online, where to do it, giving a link to it, that's all obviously enabling something that's illegal. But wait, I thought this was America.
Yeah.
I thought we had a freedom of speech in America. I mean, how long has the anarchist cookbook been around? I mean, are they going to start shutting down websites that are hosting things that could direct Americans to do things that are illegal? Because in the Anarchist Cookbook, which, again, has been around for decades, in the Anarchist Cookbook, it tells you about how to make bombs. It tells you about how to make drugs. It tells you all kinds of things that your average American could, well, break the law with. Is law-breaking information illegal now in America, or just the gambling stuff?
Well, I don't know what it is that... you know, what states don't like about gambling is they're not involved. Because it's okay to gamble as long as, well, it's the state doing the gambling.
As long as it's the state lotto, you mean.
Yeah. That's just fine.
They've got the exclusive monopoly on gambling. And, of course, they allow the Indians to run their casinos.
Well, they're so much trouble, those Indians, so they just let them do what they want.
Well, Danny Westneed, who's writing this, says, uh-oh, this is starting to get a little creepy. I hadn't been all worked up about the state's crusade against internet gambling, including a new law that makes most online betting a felony. Yes, it's insincere. This is the same state that's happy to enable your online wagering if you're playing the ponies. But mostly it seemed that the law was unenforceable and passé. A society steeped in televised Texas Hold'em and Indian casinos is suddenly supposed to recoil at the idea of placing bets with a mouse. I figured the law was a bluff. Then I heard about Todd Boot. He's a former Walmart worker in Bellingham who started a casino review site called IntegrityCasinoGuide.com. He worried about the new law, but figured he'd be okay because his site has no actual gambling content.
Right.
Not so, said the state. Writing about online gambling in a way that seems promotional can earn a cease and desist order and potentially a criminal charge. Boot learned this when a Bellingham Herald article featured state officials saying that his site was illegal. He later shut it down and is now trying to sell it out of state. 1984 has finally arrived, says Boot. I can't believe this is happening in a liberal place like Washington. More may be on the way. The state plans to hire an investigator to enforce the new law. Gambling officials told me that the Seattle Times may be afoul of the law now because we print a poker how-to column called Card Shark.
Oh, no.
By gambler Daniel Negreanu. He sometimes tells readers to hone their skills at online casinos.
Oh, my.
And at the end of each column is a web address, fullcontactpoker.com, where readers can comment. If you type in that address, you whiz off to his digital casino based in the Antilles. It's a tangled web, isn't it? The state says we do best, we'd best do our part to untangle it. This from the state bureaucrat, quote, "My suggestion is you remove from your paper any advice about online gambling and any links to illegal sites."
He sounds pretty tough.
So even this column could be illegal. The state's gone from trying to control gambling, which is legit, and I disagree with that. It's not legit at all. It's an infringement upon your liberty to spend your money in the ways that you deem appropriate. Online gambling is fine. Gambling in your back room is fine. Building a casino is fine, too. These are all activities that are done on a consensual basis between adults. There's nothing wrong with it. The fact that the state is attempting to regulate it is illegitimate. That's what's wrong. And it's outrageous.
It's my money. If I want to give it away to one of these online gambling sites, I should be able to do that. I don't know why it is that people would want to gamble their money on these sites, but
people like to gamble, man.
They're
into this stuff. There's a chance they could win. That's why people gamble. I personally am not a gambler. Personally, I have no interest in going to Las Vegas and losing a bunch of my money. Because that's what happens in most gambling scenarios, is you lose. And then you lose again. And maybe they'll let you win once or twice to keep you coming back to lose some more.
Well, they don't have those big buildings. Those big, beautiful buildings in Vegas aren't running on nothing.
However, even though you do tend to lose at casinos and that sort of thing, you lose even more often with the state gambling device.
Oh,
with the lotto. The odds are so much better that you're going to win if you actually go to a casino. The odds are much better if you go online.
That's why people don't want to gamble with the state.
Right.
Because the state knows that they're the only game in town and they want to protect it, and that's why they're going after these gambling sites. They feel
exactly
they're
right.
Infringing on their business.
And now they're going after... They're destroying freedom of speech. Not only have they outlawed gambling sites, but the state of Washington has outlawed sites informing people about online gambling. If it seems promotional, it's against the law. Now, if you are somebody that thinks this is a good idea, I really want to hear from you. I want to know why. 1-800-259-9231. Remember, I'm not for gambling. I'm not a huge fan of it. But I absolutely believe that you should be free to make these choices on your own. That you don't need a government bureaucrat or a bunch of lawmakers to tell you how to live your life.
What could be the possible reason for this? I mean, what is their excuse, I guess, is what the question is.
There are no excuses made, at least in this article.
Are they saying that online gambling sites could be, they could be bilking people. They could be doing something wrong. Of course, the state wouldn't do that when we have our lotto.
Well, online gambling, it's the same excuse. The reason why they've outlawed online gambling is the same reason why they've outlawed regular casinos. They believe, I think their PR is that, we want to protect people. People can get addicted to this. Because it's true, there are gambling addictions out there.
Sure,
people get hooked on going to these websites and going to casinos, and just some people have spent their life savings in casinos, and that's tragic, and it's sad, but they should be free to make bad choices. We should all be free to choose incorrectly and then suffer the consequences of those choices. That's what life is supposed to be about, is learning from your mistakes.
I have to agree.
If you are a gambling addict and you all of a sudden find yourself mortgaging your house in order to go get some more chips, eventually you're going to hit bottom and run out of money and maybe realize at some point that you've gone too far.
Perhaps learn something from the little lesson there.
That's the idea. But for the rest, and how many people does that actually affect? How many people does the gambling sickness, if you will, actually affect? Compared to the millions of people that go to Las Vegas every single year, go and spend some money, have a nice vacation, and come home. I mean, there's plenty of responsible gamblers as well. Plenty of people that go into the casino with a set amount that, they're not willing to lose beyond, and then they go home. That's it. 1-800-259-9231. If you think gambling prohibition's a good idea, I want to hear from you. 800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Now, everything you need for total estate planning is yours in the new Master Estate Kit, a collection of legal power that would cost $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First and foremost is a legal will kit with simple instructions that let you complete it in an hour or less. Second, a living will kit that guarantees your wishes will be followed in the case of a terminal illness or injury. And third, a power of attorney kit that lets you name someone else to make financial or health decisions for you. And finally, a bonus estate planning guide that tells you how to update a will, avoid probate, save on capital gains tax, and more. The Master Estate Kit is yours for only $39.95 if you order now. Have a charge card handy and call 1-800-224-1112. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Lawyer approved, it's legal nationwide, and satisfaction is fully guaranteed. Call 1-800-224-1112 now. That number again, 1-800-224-1112.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jog few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll free number 1-800-259-9231. It's the live Saturday edition of the show, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We have got archives on our website. In fact, an entire year's worth of shows right there on the front page of the website. You just go and get them. They're free. freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by Porkfest 2006. Get first-hand information about the Free State Project and meet early movers at the Porcupine Freedom Festival starting June 23rd. For details, visit porkfest.com. That's P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. And if you are somebody that considers the freedom to speak an important thing in your life,
nonsense,
you should definitely look into the Free State Project, because freedom of speech is being crushed in America.
We just
shared an article from the Seattle Times about a man who ran a gambling informational website.
See, Washington State has just passed a law that makes it a felony for people to gamble online. And this guy has a website with information about how to gamble online, where the best places are to gamble, where the worst places are, the places are going to rip you off, that sort of thing. It was an informative site. And the gambling bureaucrats, the gambling enforcement bureaucrats, decided that this was a violation of their new law, and he has now had to shut down his website for fear of prosecution from these individuals. They've gone as far as threatening the Seattle Times, the newspaper itself, for printing a column about poker in their newspaper.
It's just a game.
It is. And how can anybody sit back and just accept this? Why is there not a groundswell of people rising up and saying, enough is enough? Stop telling us that we can't say things. Stop telling us that we don't have the freedom of speech. Because that's what they're doing, Mark. They're telling people, no, you can't say that in Washington. But this is America, and we have a First Amendment, and everybody is supposed to have the freedom of speech in America. Not so anymore. In fact, you asked me, Mark, why are the bureaucrats doing this? And I have found a little bit more information on this. One of the suggested reasons would be, of course, that, for instance, they are allowing people to place bets on horse races online, but only if you place your bet with a state-licensed wagering firm.
Oh, I see.
So I think that the state might be a little bit angry, for instance, that these online casinos being run in other countries, for instance, are not licensed with the state. Therefore, they're not paying their bribes to the state of Washington.
It's always about, you know, and people don't look at it this way. They don't look at licensing in this fashion, but that's graft.
It's bribery.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
It's graft. Now, I'll admit to you, it's not a cop on the side of the road that's taking $50 from you, slipping it in his pocket and not giving you a ticket.
No, it's a little more complex.
It's a little more complex. It's going into the general fund and everything, but how does that benefit me as a citizen? I don't think it does. This is, I mean, the government, that's what it's there for.
It doesn't benefit
serve me. It's not. No, it is perpetuating itself.
Even if, okay, licensing doesn't benefit you because it actually increases your prices.
Sure it does.
Because these businesses, and not just gambling casinos, but plumbers and construction people, anybody that's licensed to do business, has had to pay money to the state in order to acquire that license, and probably had to pay to go to several training classes, and who knows what other bureaucratic requirements they've piled on top of these individuals to actually get the license. And you think they just shell out that money and then forget about it? No, it goes to their bottom line. I mean, it goes to their overhead to where they have to make that money back, meaning they have to raise their prices for you, the consumer.
If there's not a profit, there's no point in being in business.
Right.
So they have to cover all their overhead. And, I hired a guy that was previously a plumber, and he was he had his own company. He was unlicensed.
Okay.
And I had him do work for me, and he did a great job. I don't understand.
But what if he'd messed up?
So what if he'd messed up? Then I would have had to have gotten it fixed.
Yeah. Personally, I support unlicensed people as often as I possibly can. So I say support the underground as much as you can. 1-800-259-9231. I still want to hear from somebody that thinks that these anti-gambling laws are a good idea. I mean, surely, if the government bureaucrats feel like it's a good idea, there must be a few people out there within the sound of my voice tonight that actually agree with them. Wouldn't there? 1-800-259-9231. Come on, defend the law. Anyway, here's the latest, or not the latest, but from last week, the details on this new law that that Washington has passed that makes it a felony. It apparently used to be a misdemeanor to gamble online. Now it is a felony. And placing your bet online for poker and other games is a felony, even though the state says it's unlikely, says the state, that it'll go after individual gamblers.
That's how they do it, though. They start out with the they always go after the fringe people first,
mm-hmm.
and then they work their way in the middle.
The state is more interested in stopping money laundering, gambling scams, and preventing kids from playing. It's for the children, Mark.
It's always for the children.
Why couldn't we have guessed that one? Use a search engine, and you can find an online gambling site, and you can choose between thousands at peak hours. It's not unusual for 50,000 people all betting on a poker game on the same website. An online wager used to be a misdemeanor, now it's a felony. Bob Holly says, after winning a hand at poker at a local casino, I think the government has a lot more important things to do than worry about online poker. Gee,
I don't think. I think the government has to just get out of people's lives.
Holly says he never wins online, but he might take his chances and play anyway. Lawmakers who supported the law say all gambling in Washington is regulated, but online gambling is different because it's too difficult to police, said the co-sponsor of the bill. One of the co-sponsors said, it's very easy for organized crime to take over and develop it. Whenever you have that, it becomes a very dangerous enterprise.
Now, why is organized crime going to take over? I don't understand. It's only going to be, organized crime can only take over if it's illegal.
That's correct.
Because if it's not illegal, then organized crime doesn't need to be involved. It's not crime.
The state apparently opened 12 internet gambling investigations in the past, but most of their efforts were foiled because it's difficult to track down the electronic bad guys. They close up operations quickly or move offshore. Get this. Senator Margarita Prentice was the legislation's main sponsor. She refused to do an interview. Her staff says she doesn't want to participate in any interviews about online gambling, and she won't even say why. What's that all about? You're the one who sponsored the bill, and you don't want to talk about it?
You don't have any business asking her any questions. She's in charge.
Instead, her staff forwarded us a letter in the senator's that the senator sent to her constituents that explains the new law and claims that too many people are confused by the regulations. In the letter, the senator explains that breaking the online gambling law is considered an unranked felony. Jail time could be 90 days or less for first-time offenders and no more than 1 year for others. Apparently, state gambling enforcers have actually gone and knocked on people's doors in the past, back when it was just a misdemeanor, to let them know that they were placing online bets.
Whoa.
They didn't do anything. They didn't actually arrest them or anything like that. They just said, you can't make your own decisions for yourself, little people. What do you think, that you're grown adults and actually have the ability to make choices?
I bet they don't like the idea that somebody might win some money and not pay taxes on it either. That probably irks the crap out of them.
Ooh, that's probably it, too. And then the article goes into the pulling the heartstrings area. Let's see, Jennifer McCausland said, I used to be one of those parents who thought it's better than drugs, alcohol, and smoking. I thought it's just gambling. She thought that until her 29-year-old son Ben died. She says her son lost his life as a consequence of his gambling addiction. She calls the law a 1-2 punch because it also prohibits the state lottery from doing business online, a plan that was in the works as early as February. The state lottery put together a business plan for going online with the lotto. Let's see. It doesn't actually explain how her son was killed as a result of his gambling addiction. I suppose he maybe promised that he'd pay something and then didn't, and somebody snapped his neck.
Sounds to me like he was killed because he didn't pay.
More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com. Or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You can take control of the airwaves. Toll free, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And it is the Saturday edition of the program. You can join us online, of course, at freetalklive.com, where we have the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies have sent us their photo, validated photos, which means that they're proving in the picture that they listen to the show. In fact, we're going to be putting a brand new Shriner up on the site this weekend. So if you're on the updates list, you'll know when that happens. And you can get on the updates list by going to updates.freetalklive.com. So, Mark, I guess nobody wants to answer my question. I guess there's nobody out there that believes that gambling should be illegal. Online gambling or gambling, period, should be illegal, which is shocking to me.
Then why are the states making it illegal?
They just want money. 1-800-25- and protection for the lotto. 800-259-9231, we go to the phones. Oh, well, this guy apparently does. Zach in Kentucky, or Zeke, one or the other. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
How you doing? Let me start by saying you guys are great. I listen to y'all all the time.
Thanks. Is it Zeke or Zach?
It's Zeke.
Okay, Zeke.
I'm in Louisville, Kentucky. I think you had it right earlier when you said that this is an issue with freedom of speech. This really has nothing to do, when it all gets to the end of it, it really has nothing to do with gambling. I live in Louisville, Kentucky. That's the way it is here. We can't have a riverboat and get all this money like Indiana is, you know, because we got the horse races and we got the Kentucky lottery. So they're not going to let us have anything else. And it's just the way it goes. But I think they ought to crush freedom of speech. And I think that everybody should suffer that voted for these monkey Republicans that has the Patriot Act that create this stuff. And they haven't even a clue what any of these things
well,
are.
Now, wait. Now, to be fair, I mean, the Democrats are just as quick to...
Oh, I can't stand them no more either. I'm all independent all the way, okay?
Okay.
I've never voted independent, but I will come next election. And it's just nuts because that's everywhere I look now. And, you know, it's like, you know, I ask people, do you know what the Patriot Act was when you said, oh, yeah, I'll sign for that. You know, I'll vote for that. Yeah. They haven't a clue what that is. It just sounded good to them.
Yep, that's all.
You know, it just sounded good to them. So nobody done their homework, so let them suffer. Take it away, strip it away from them, you know, and let them suffer.
Zeke, how would you have described yourself before now instead of independent? Would you have described yourself?
I was a Democrat.
You were a Democrat?
Yeah, I'm registered Democrat. And, you know, it's everything's coming out in the open. You know, I was a diehard. I was like, oh, Clinton is God, you know, not literally, but, you know, I would always, you know, praise him, my friends and all of us. We, you know, now we're watching him sitting there, you know, sleeping with the enemy. And, you know, it's all a joke. I'm listening to some stuff that I thought, you know, I was going to vote for Hillary. You know, I'm sorry, I can't do that now. You know, everybody just gets paid off these days, you know.
Well,
and
all of them in Washington, D.C., and at your state levels as well, for the most part, the Republicans and the Democrats are working together to make government bigger. They are scratching one another's backs. They come to each other and say, "Okay, if you vote for my bill, I'll vote for your bill,
I agree.
And then we'll all get all of our bills passed, and we'll have bigger and bigger government."
That's right, and we'll be richer and richer oil men. But you know, well, I appreciate you guys letting me, you know, be on the air, and I just wanted to state that, you know, let them crush it and let people suffer because they're the ones that's voted for it. We the people, right?
You're essentially saying that people get the government that they deserve, right?
Well, we voted for it. I mean, if you can't look at a moron and know a moron and read into him and do your homework prior to going up to a little booth and voting, then something's wrong with you.
You know,
you don't need to vote. You know,
but
you need to sit out.
The bad part is, Zeke, I didn't vote for any of these jerks, and I'm going to
suffer
too.
And you're
going to
suffer, yeah, and I'm suffering right along with them.
Right.
You know, and I did vote Democrat, but I can't say that everything that's happened since 9/11 would not have happened if there was a Democrat in the office.
It likely would have.
It likely would have, and that's the way I would see it now. Now, four years ago, I didn't believe that.
9/11 was an excuse for the government to increase its power at a faster clip than it ever has. And that's
right.
What it's doing with the Supreme Court decision earlier this week, yesterday or the day before, about how now the police can just kick in people's doors without even announcing themselves.
Oh, yeah. If you say something bad about Bush now, they can lock you up for 10 years without even a trial. You know, this is an incredible situation, and we have allowed this to happen.
You're right.
And it's going to be up to us to march. What does it say in the Constitution? It is your duty to bear arms and to go to the green of the White House and take over if need be. It's a duty. It's not a
I believe
not
the Declaration
pleasure.
Of Independence. I believe the Declaration of Independence does say something to the effect of, you know, it's the right of the people to alter or abolish their government should it get out of control. Zeke, thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. He mentioned that the government can just lock people up indefinitely. Well, he's right. There's a judge that has ruled that the United States has broad powers to detain non-citizens indefinitely. So they're starting with non-citizens, and we'll give you some details on that coming up, but we go back to the phones to Marlin in D.C. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
Oh, hello, guys. How you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Hey, I lived in Miami last year for about 5 months, and I kind of disagree with Mark's statements that he doesn't really mind that the Cubans are there and they don't have to learn English. I think it's because of the Cubans that Spanish is pushing so hard. Being down there, I went to Walmart, and I saw signs posted up in Walmart in Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
I thought Walmart was an American company.
Well, Walmart's whatever company it wants to be.
But wait, were the signs only in Spanish? Or were
only in Spanish. Well, there was a sign. It's not like all the signs for clothing and everything was in Spanish, but I was in their deli department, and the sign that says next number was in Spanish.
Well, Marlon, do you own stock in Walmart?
No, I don't.
Well, you don't have any business telling Walmart what kind of signs they put up in their store. They could put them up in Yiddish if they want to.
Well,
very true.
If they
could put them up in Yiddish, but I would feel that they'd put them up in Yiddish in Israel.
But wait a minute, Mark. He does have business because he's a consumer there, and he absolutely has the right to go to management and say, look, this offends me. Please don't do this, or else I'm going to not shop here anymore. But that's as far as he should be able to take it.
Sure. I mean,
he
can come up to me on my front lawn and tell me he doesn't like my pink flamingos, too. But that's all he's doing.
Yeah.
He's just voicing his opinion.
Very true.
So
but as you were saying, you know, the people that you said, okay, obviously, yes, as the generations go by, some people will, the assimilation into American culture happens.
It's just a fact. It's not just some. I mean, it's just a fact that over a generation or two, you get totally fluent people in English that have come here from totally speaking another language.
Happens all the time.
And the reason why is because you don't have as many opportunities in life if you don't learn language or learn English in America. Now, just because some businesses want to cater to two different types of languages, then that's their choice as a business, and if you want to punish them for it, then that's your choice as a consumer. Any other thoughts? Marlon?
No, I didn't find that. Living down there, it seemed to me that the people were really not trying to speak English, and there were still people my age.
You know, you can always leave, Marlon, and it appears that you did.
I did that.
Thanks for the call. 1-800-259-9231. If you're uncomfortable somewhere, don't spend your life complaining about it and bitching and moaning about it. Go away. Go do something else with your life. Move. You know, especially to all those of you that are so uncomfortable by people speaking a different language. You know, you paranoid crackpots that believe that there's an invasion going on in the Southwest. Well, if that's really true, why don't you and all the other people that feel the same way that you do, there's a lot of you, why don't you all just move together into the same state and you can have your little white state of America if you want to. Or the English-only state, and you can set whatever stupid rules that you want to.
Well, then you can make against the rules to hire anybody who's not white.
You could.
Yeah.
You could.
It doesn't seem like America, the America that I know. But.
Speaking of hiring and firing, you've got a story to share with us, Mark, about a young lady that was fired for allegedly shacking up with her boyfriend. We'll find out about that. 800-259-9231. Take your calls about whatever's on your mind. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem. Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition, individual needs, and personal goals, not the cookie-cutter approach offered by others. Join today and have direct access to real people that are certified health and fitness professionals. Now there is help you can count on. WeCanTogether.com is the most complete, comprehensive wellness and training resource available on the web today. Visit us now and receive your free membership. Go to WeCanTogether.com. That's WeCanTogether.com.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The bulletin board system is there. Over 110,000 posts. That's a lot of posts for you to surf around through. And about 1,200 people are interacting. It's all for free. The bulletin board system, bbs.freetalklive.com, will take you right to it. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. You get interactive with us and lots of our listeners. So the question's still on the table. Nobody's answered it yet. If you still want to answer it, if you've got the courage, you can. Do you support bans on online gambling? 1-800-259-9231. Let's go to the phones because you can bring up whatever you want. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. To Bill in Virginia, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Bill.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind, sir?
I'm just really excited going to Free State Project Porcupine Festival next week.
You're rubbing it in. That's not fair, Bill.
What? You guys aren't going?
No, we can't. We can't afford it, my friend, I'm afraid.
Damn. I was really hoping to see you guys up there.
We'll be there next year, though.
Okay, fantastic. And
because we're moving there permanently this fall, if all goes as planned.
Fantastic.
So then we'll have no excuse.
That absolutely. we were planning on going probably sometime this fall. We are probably going to wind up moving up there next year sometime.
Wow, very cool.
We got bribed to stay, so, you know, we got a strong profit motive.
Understood.
It'll just make the move easier next time around.
Now, Bill, have you been to the Porcupine Festival before, or is this your first time?
This is actually going to be my third time.
Oh, wow. So you're a Pork Fest veteran, then.
Yeah, I guess you could say that. It's
all right, so, Bill, there are a lot of people listening that have never been to Pork Fest, and there are probably people listening that don't even know what it is. What is it, and why do you think it's so great to attend?
Basically, the Porcupine Festival is pretty much a celebration of everything, you know, that the Free State Project has, you know, accomplished in the past year. We get a lot of speakers together. We learn about, you know, issues that are important to Free State Project people. You know, we get to meet people who are either have either made the move up to New Hampshire or are planning on making it.
But wait a minute, Bill. Is this just something for Free State Project members?
Oh, absolutely not. I mean, I was about to say it's also, you know, for people just to who are curious about the Free State Project to actually show up and meet people in person, face to face, and find out, you know, from a live person instead of just a website or a radio show. You know, what's it like? What's this all about? Or are you, you know, a bunch of conspiracy theorist wackos and anti-governments and blah, blah, blah? And it's really not. It's just, you know, normal, everyday, sane people. You know, I'm sure you guys know what it's like trying to get anything done in the Libertarian Party.
Sure.
Not a lot gets done. And really what's happening is all of the people who are really active, who really want to actually do some work and work for freedom, are all getting together up in New Hampshire to try and concentrate their efforts, and it's a great place to go and meet people who, you know, really put their effort where their mouth is.
From what now, the Free State Project isn't about just the Libertarian Party by any stretch.
Oh no,
of the
I mean,
I'm a member of the Republican Liberty Caucus. I'm a Republican, so
it's actually an escape from the Libertarian Party. Is what I was trying to point out. Is, you know, I've been a member of the Libertarian Party for many years, and it's really hard to get anything done.
Yeah.
And I know that there are a lot of Republicans who have certain views that, you know, I agree with, and I know there's also a lot of Democrats out there who have views that I agree with.
Basically, all of the doers, are, as you said, are getting together in the same place to actually get liberty
done. To actually do.
To actually make liberty happen again in America. And really, sort of as you put it also, the Free State Project's Pork Fest allows you to put a human face on what is essentially an internet movement. I mean, you've got the Free State Project website, which says there are 7,000 members, but how many of them do you actually know? Probably not very. Probably not very many. And it's one thing to see a number on a website. It's a whole other thing to be in the same area with hundreds of other people that have the same sort of a mindset as you do. That is, you believe in liberty and freedom and actually want to see it restored to America sometime soon. To be in the same area with people of the same view on life, the same mindset in general, is, from what I understand, really inspiring. In fact, I've heard that some people go to Porkfest and they never want to leave.
There have been people who did not come back. They packed up all their stuff in the car and went to Porkfest to see what it was about and said, well, yeah, I like it, and I'm not going back. And basically they stayed in New Hampshire and had a lot of people help them find houses and land and get them a job, and they're still there.
So, Bill, while I've got you on the phone, just a random question to throw at you here.
Sure.
We've been talking about online gambling so far this hour. Why do you feel the state is motivated to restrict people's freedoms in this way, to prevent them from spending their money how they want?
Because that's what the state does. It restricts people's freedoms however they possibly can.
But is it because they usually have an excuse? I mean, is it because they want to protect the children, or is it really because that they want licensing fees from gambling casinos? And
I'm sure there's certainly a strong profit motive. I mean, you know, the government's always out there to make a buck. You know, they're going to try and paint a pretty face on it that they're going to protect the children, or they're going to protect you from the mob, you know, even though the state is the mob. I'd say that, you know, if you follow the money, you'll probably find out exactly what the motive is.
There you go. Thanks for the call, Bill. We appreciate hearing from you, man, and have fun at Porkfest. 800-259-9231. Matt emails in the show. He says, hi, let me tell you a little bit about myself. I'm 16 years of age, and I live in England. I've just had a barbecue with my family, and I asked them, how long would it take me to immigrate to America? I got no answer. So I explained the Free State Project and explained that that was where I wanted to go and live. My parents were shocked and thought that I'd been brainwashed by your libertarian radio show, and they were scared about the way I was talking. I explained about how the government doesn't work and how America is supposedly the land of the free and how the Free State Project would perhaps make this possible. They were shocked and said that they should unplug my internet connection. Please help me explain this to my parents, that liberty works. I'm shocked by my parents and thought they would be a little bit more open-minded about this. Please help me with my predicament. Well, Matt, we will try to help as best as we possibly can, but temper this by in advance saying that you probably won't get anywhere with them. How do I know? I haven't gotten anywhere with my mom. 1-800-259-9231. We'll explain on the way. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You're not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more about the Free State Project at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizeDC.org. That's DownsizeDC.org.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.
Create the Dream, the magazine for everyone who has a dream of making artisan quality soaps, candles, and herbal products, whether as a hobbyist or an aspiring small business owner. Create the Dream provides a wealth of innovative solutions and original ideas that will propel your craft to the next level. It's the ultimate insider's guide featuring comprehensive coverage of the topics affecting the industry. Create the Dream inspires and challenges readers and offers recipes, techniques, tips, and sources in every full-color issue. Create the Dream. Dream Magazine is published quarterly and features 64 full-color pages with insightful articles and stunning product photography. Give yourself the gift of creativity. Subscribe today to Create the Dream Magazine at createthedream.com. Plus, as a GCN listener, you'll save 10% off the subscription price. Just type Genesis, that's G-E-N-E-S-I-S, in the voucher area of your order page. Again, the website is www.createthedream.com. Create the Dream is a division of the Creative Concepts.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. You bring up whatever you want. The live Saturday edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark,
1-800-259-9231. You can also join us on our website. You'll find that everything on our site is free. What would normally be in a membership area on virtually every other talk show host website, we give away. Whether it be archives, the wiki, the bulletin board system, the map, live streaming, and more, it's all for free. Now, how do we afford all this? Well, voluntary contributions and people shopping with us. We've got a partnership with Amazon. You go to amazon.freetalklive.com. It is the world's largest internet retailer. If you're looking for anything from DVDs to groceries, it's a brand new shopping experience at Amazon, the grocery section, to gourmet foods, to baby clothes, to furniture, it's all there at your fingertips. Enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. Anything you buy, if you enter through our site, we'll get a percentage of. It doesn't raise your prices. The shipping deals are still great. The prices are still great. It's just that they cut us a percentage instead of keeping all the profits for themselves. Amazon.freetalklive.com is the way to go about doing that. Great way to help support the show and get your shopping done at the same time. So we got an email in from Matt from the United Kingdom. He said he tried to explain to his parents about this whole Free State Project idea and how the government doesn't work and it's ineffective and slow and bureaucratic, and he said that his parents were shocked, in fact, threatening to unplug his internet connection. And he's wondering if we can help him explain possibly this whole liberty idea to his parents. What do you think, Mark? Is it even worthwhile bothering?
I think that all you can do is show people issue by issue how liberty works.
Especially if you hear your parents perhaps maybe griping about government intrusion upon their lives. If there's a news story and you hear your dad or your mom complaining about how the government is stepping over its bounds, or, you know, voicing some sort of a pro-freedom or anti-government sentiment, that would be a good time to jump in and say, you know, to point out how it is that government is ineffective in this particular issue and make it crystal clear to them. But in general, if your parents have a pro-government sort of a mindset, as many people do, you're going to really kind of be treading water trying to actually convince them on this. My mom thinks I'm crazy.
Well, it amazes me how people can think that the government works. I mean, show me one place, just one place, that the government's effective.
Well, they're effective at killing people, but they're really still inefficient at that whole thing anyway. Well, I mean, it still costs them a lot of money to actually kill people, but they do it.
Talking about wars?
Yeah,
well, wars are inefficient for anyone,
right.
But it's not really fair to compare one government's military against another government's military. I asked for a specific instance where government's efficient. I mean, if there was a private company out there that somehow made money off of war, and I don't know, and none of them do, they just use the militaries of other countries to get their bidding done, and my tax dollars in the process. So, I mean, that's what governments govern, and they have to govern with a sword, and in order to govern with a sword, you have to use it. So, yes, that's what a government's job is to kill people. It's force.
So I think what Matt should do is pretty much keep his mouth shut for the most part with his parents. I mean, if they're rabid statist authoritarians, really, you're just, they might send you to a mental ward or something if you keep it up. Keep your mouth shut, keep listening to the show, and keep growing personally, keep learning personally about how liberty works. Keep educating yourself. In fact, what you might want to do is go and get, I think, Michael Cloud's book, which is Secrets or Elements of Libertarian Persuasion. Essentially, it gives you a bunch of different techniques and tactics that you can use to help persuade people that liberty is the right idea. That said, though, the most difficult people you'll ever persuade on anything, whether it be politics or even just buying something, is your family. I mean, they may love you and everything, but they're really skeptical about what you have to say. So you're better off working on total strangers than you are your family. Hour number two is on the way. You take control of the airwaves. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid. It is private. It owes no one. It cannot go bankrupt. And it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
If you're